Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
You gotta love a sirloin. Ounce for ounce, one of the tastiest cuts of all time. It can do it all. Want to play it savory? Sure thing. Take it up a tender notch? Not a problem. But what really puts the sirloin on the list of all-time all-arounders is how it does all the little things. Things like delivering a powerful punch of protein and 10 essential nutrients in every bite, while always keeping it lean. Now, on second thought, that's no small task. But hey, we're talking about the sirloin. One of 29 lean cuts that make beef one powerful protein. Learn to love them all. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council, proudly representing Oklahoma's family and ranching families through their Beef Checkoff. To learn more about Beef Checkoff programs and international marketing, promotion, research, and education, visit mybeefcheckoff.com.
Justin, how did our futures markets look today?
Grain futures were sharply lower across the board here on this Tuesday afternoon. The news out of China that they may release up to 3 million metric tons of their soybean reserves is really the big bearish news. May just be talk, but at this point it suggests that if they do, then they have enough soybeans for the time being, and their import demand may not keep up with what it has been the last couple months. The noon forecast also suggests that the Midwest, specifically the northwest parts of the Midwest, and then the southern parts in the Delta may get more rainfall in the coming weeks, and so that was a little bit negative. And then the market is also trading yesterday's crop progress and condition report, and the market did the opposite of what the report suggested might. Corn conditions were 63%. That was down about 3% in the good to excellent category. Soybeans came in at 64%, which was 1% lower than last week. And the other one was cotton. It was up 2% at 44%, better than last week. If you look at the corn here, corn was down 12 to 18 cents. Forecast for that increased rainfall and possibly a bit cooler in the upcoming weeks helped it sell off. And then a round of unexpected rainfall overnight in central Iowa and then rainfall this morning in Nebraska helped pressure that. There's some private crop estimates of higher yields than what they thought last time.
We'll have more market news with Justin Lewis right after this.
What a great set of cattle Superior Livestock has put together for their Video Royale 21 sale the week of July 29th through the 2nd of August, live via satellite on Dish Network 231, DirecTV 345, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold on Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Give them a call at 1-800-422-2117 or check them out on the web, SuperiorLivestock.com.
Justin, what news were the traders looking at today?
The soybean market today was really the leader on the downside as the Chinese news that they may be releasing those soybean reserves really crippled the market here. Some are saying that the basis market for the soybeans off that news has really cratered here. We're trading about 80 cents over the August futures, where yesterday was about $1.45 over the August futures. So that thing really, really started caving in and pushing futures lower. There's some private crop estimates out that are a little lower than what they thought. They said they're saying the Illinois yield may be about 44 bushels per acre. The last time they said 48, so they need a little bit better weather there to improve those conditions. And then if you look at some of the other soybean markets, like the soybean meal, August had a key reversal. It made new highs overnight at $521 a ton, but then closed at $487, significantly off the highs. So that suggests we may be peaking for the time being. If you look at wheat futures here, wheat futures seem to be following corn. Chicago wheat in December made new contract lows today, which is negative long-term. The trend-following funds might keep coming in here and selling it. They're already short, but they might add to that short position. And then Kansas City wheat here did not make new lows, but it was lower. December closed at about 710, down 4.5 cents, and so that was negative. Really just didn't a whole lot of positive demand news to drive this market any higher.
Thanks, Justin. Recapping a few of our numbers today, August live cattle were up 2 cents at 121.90, August feeders up 67 at 153.60, and August lean hogs gained $2.05 on the day at 99.17. In our grains, Kansas City September wheat was down 3 cents at 6.99, Chicago September corn was down 18 and a quarter at 522.5, and August soybeans yesterday were down 57 and 3 quarter points at 14.62 and 1 half. In our cotton markets, October cotton was down 38 points at 86.01 cents. That's your market wrap-up. Make it a great day, Oklahoma. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.